the rest of the story. For thousands of people throughout the world, the game of chess is a very serious business. The Fischer-Spassky World Championship Tournament 1972 focused international attention on the profundity of chess. There were 21 games in that tournament, and it took weeks to play. Now, imagine one game, a single game of chess, lasting 2 years. Well, there was such a game. Two chess teams competed by correspondence, by mail. It began in 1883. It lasted until 1885, a single chess game between two chess teams conducted by mail. I'm going to synopsize this, but I must include enough detail for aficionados. For the purpose of simplification, I'll refer to the two teams as their moves would be designated in any official chess record, white and black. White, moving first, advanced the king pawn 2 squares. Pawn to king 4. That's a conservative opening move. It allows for a variety of counter moves. Black's response was to advance the queen bishop pawn 2 squares. Pawn to queen bishop 4. Already we see the Sicilian defense in its embryonic stage. White moves knight to queen bishop 3. Black answers pawn to king 3. It's evident already to any chess player of experience that both teams know what they're doing. Both teams are playing for blood. Quickly, all vital central squares have fallen under attack. In the 7th move, Black's bishop simultaneously nabs a white knight and places the white king in check. White counters for the only remaining knight, captures the attacking bishop. The next moves are aggressive, violent in chess terms. By the end of the 12th move, Black is clustered in its kingside quadrant, and then fireworks begin. A white bishop takes a black knight, a black pawn takes a white bishop. White's 15th move was one of those during which the opponent's heart stops beating even when the opponent sees it coming. A lengthy diagonal sweep of the queen, the most powerful piece on the chessboard, but Black is lying in wait. Black's 21st move, rook to knight 5, trapped the hapless white queen behind enemy lines. Move 22 brought both black rooks to the same file, a deadly combination of force. And when at last by the 26th move, White realized that the queen was lost. White resigned. The game was over. The abbreviated account which you have just heard just barely captures the drama of what was a 2-year ordeal for two chess teams. Often there were weeks between moves. Weeks during which the pressure endured by both teams must have been unbearable, literally unbearable. It was a matter of record that the greatest chess players of the past were plagued by emotional instability. I don't know whether it's a necessary byproduct of the required genius or merely a reaction to the nerve-shattering tournaments. It's a kind of a chicken and egg question. But by the way, the white team in that correspondence game of 1883 to 1885, the white team, advantaged, remember, by the first move, still lost. That was Cambridge University. That was the team from Cambridge University. The black team, the winner of that most remarkable 2-year chess game by mail, was England's Bethlehem Royal Hospital, otherwise known as Bedlam Insane Asylum. And now you know the rest of the story.